Time now is 9:30. Let me officially open the meeting and welcome all of you to our meeting. I can see we also have visitors from the media and I think from the public as well. You are most welcome to our meeting. The purpose of this meeting is to probably resolve at this portfolio committee on the way in which we are going to process the public protector's report. Can I mention the fact that the public protector advocate, Ms. Madonsela, completed the investigation in the allegations pertaining to lease in relation to Sanlam Bedestad building in Pretoria. Subsequent to that, she released the report as per the Public Protector Act that allows her to do so. She sent copies of the report to the chairpersons of police as well as public works. But further, she tabled the report before Parliament, that is to the Speaker of the National Assembly in our case. The Speaker of Parliament referred the reports to the portfolio committees on police and public works for consideration. The public protector, in her introduction or report introduction, she says, and I quote, two allegations pertaining to leases in relation to Sanlam Medestad building Pretoria and another in Durban were referred to her. In fact, close quote, were referred to her. The two chairpersons, subsequent to being instructed or to the referral of the two reports to the portfolio committee, met and discussed the processing of the report. And I'm hereby recommending to the portfolio committee as the chairperson as follows, that since the public protector has finalized the investigation of the first lease and still continues with the investigation of the other lease, which is Durban lease, which is part of the allegation as she stated in her introduction, I'm hereby recommending to the portfolio committee that we agree that the two committees should work together in the processing of the public protector report, that is the public works and police portfolio committees. We are to resolve on this one because when the speaker referred this report, he did not specify that it has to be dealt with jointly by the two portfolio committees. And therefore, it is up to us to decide whether we want to deal with the reports jointly or each committee to process the report. But I'm recommending that we process the report as two committees at the same time. But further, that I'm recommending to the portfolio committee that we process both Pretoria and Durban reports simultaneously. Of course, it is a fact that even if we may have wanted to process this report this time around, we would probably not have time right now because we're going to constituency period, and on coming back we'll be focusing in the main on EPCs and so on. But of course, if we agree to that, we will then look into the space on our programs to process and prioritize these reports. I must inform the committee that a letter was sent to the public protector to inquire about the possible date for the finalization of the Durban date, of the Durban investigation. She has not responded to our letter. We await that response. At this moment, I will therefore allow members from different parties to comment on the chairperson's recommendations. I must further state that we are not yet discussing the content of the report, but simply the processing of the report. I will therefore take hands from different parties. Honorable Ndlovu, Honorable Kolapanat, and Honorable Craig in that order.
Well, thank you, Chairperson. Firstly, Chairperson, I must thank you for bringing this matter to the attention of the Portfolio Committee, because when I listened to the Minister last week in responding to the questions, I thought that maybe it has taken long for us as a committee to deliberate on the matter before the Minister responded. And I take the cue from your proposal that, firstly, that we work both committees together in order to save time in sitting different committees, that is the Justice Committee and Constitutional Affairs and Police, sitting in different areas. Maybe we can come up with one resolution or one recommendations. If we differ, we'll differ politically, maybe. But it will save time that we sit together. That's the first recommendation that I will support. The second recommendation that I will support, Chairperson, is that in order to save time again, it's best for us to wait for the finalization of the second report. That is a Durban report. Because it seems to me that both reports are similar. They may differ there and there, but they are similar in every action that is being taken by the public protector. And maybe to link up with the SIU at the end. But I will agree, Chairperson, that we wait for the finalization of the report. And then when we come back from the recess, that is after the EPCs or within the EPCs, we can deal with both reports as far as IFP is concerned. That will be our position. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yeah, Chair, when I asked the National Police Commissioner about this last week, he said, just wait. My question was, how many times do we have to hear from the public protector that the National Police Commissioner has committed an act that is unlawful? That is in the report. He said, just wait. So presumably one has to wait to hear it a second time, if indeed that is the ruling on the second property deal, which is in Durban, which involves the same Rue Shebangu, which sounds very similar to the sort of property deal that has already been dealt with by the public protector. So for the committee to try and deal with a single report when there's a second report on its way, I think we're all agreed would be a waste of time. We need to deal with them together. I find some of the National Police Commissioner's comments in relation to the public protector distasteful. However, I do believe we should deal with them together, and I would also ask that we look at the matter of the raid on the public protector's office simultaneously, because it is extremely serious, and we can't, as a committee, simply not look at it, just avoid it. We have to deal with it. We can't leave it to who? To the police, to police themselves? No. I don't believe that can happen. I think it's part and parcel of the entire deal. It is part and parcel of the same report, and I see the Honourable Annelies shaking her head, but that is my belief, that in fact it should be looked at by this portfolio committee, the reasons, and who in fact told those two police to go there, because we all know the ranked structure, you take orders from above. So I think that must be included in the deliberations of this portfolio committee. Thank you.
Regarding the processing by the two portfolio committees?
Yes, I think it's essential that both portfolio committees are called in together. I think there's a lot of blame being handed back and forth. To my knowledge, it was the then minister, who of course was subsequently fired after he called for the investigation, who was behind the full investigation. So if the then Minister Jeff Deutsch called for it, then of course that comes into question, the whole claim by the National Police Commissioner that he had called the SIU in almost 6 months previously. So I'd like that actually pinned down as to who called for the investigation in the first place. Thank you.
Can I move
Chairperson, there is something that maybe I miss in your introduction. Did you talk about the people who went to the I thought we were talking about your recommendation. Should we discuss that? If we are going to discuss that, I will propose that something else. If you said you must discuss that, I thought you only put two items on the table.
Indeed, the meeting is about the reports, the public protector report, and the lease, the Deben and the Pretoria leases, and that is what the meeting is all about. I wouldn't want to go to what Ms. Kola Barnard is saying, because of course public protector reports to Justice Portfolio Committee. But I wouldn't want us to discuss that matter because it will now be taking us to other things. But that is where we are.
Thank you, Chairperson, because now I understand why you introduced two subjects, because I was to put a caution that we mustn't encroach to other portfolio committees' business, because the public protector, I thought, as far as the constitution is concerned, falls under the justice and the constitutional affairs committee, and I thought that they have dealt with the matter and they are still dealing with the matter, although there is some loopholes there and there where involving the police, but I think the justice committee is dealing with the matter, and I have information about that. I thought that maybe if we are going to deal with that, maybe we will be jumping the gun.
Honorable Judge.
Well, Madam Chair, I think on the issue of dealing with the case, the reports together, I agree. I also agree on the issue of dealing with them as the two committees. But probably on the issue which has been raised, which was not on the table, I think probably we need to talk about it differently, not now, because I don't entirely agree with what Babu Ndlovu said. It is true that it's the public protector's office that were raided, but the truth of the matter, they were raided by the people from the crime intelligence, that is by the police. But I wouldn't like us to have the temptation of bringing that one to this matter. But I think this is a matter which we as portfolio committee can discuss it separately. Not in terms of the crime intelligence and the police raiding, not other issues, but it can't be dealt with on this. It can't be brought into this thing. I think one of the recommendations you've made to sum up, I support.
Thanks very much, Chairperson. I think certainly as the ANC we would support the proposal for the two committees to work together jointly on the report, Portfolio Committee on Public Works, Portfolio Committee on Police. Secondly, that we would also support, and we agree that we should deal with the two reports together, and not take a piecemeal approach, but that we do wait for the second report to come out and deal with those two reports together. I think I just want to say that in terms of some of the other issues that have been raised now, I also agree with the Honourable Ndlovu that this is not a matter, and the Honourable George, that these are not matters to be brought into this particular discussion. Now, this is a discussion about the reports and how we deal with those reports. And if as a portfolio committee we feel that we need to have a discussion on the other matter that's been raised, on the visit or the raid of the public protector, then we can, but not right now. I think we're dealing with the issue of the reports. But I think also wanted to say that, in fact, in the National Assembly last week, the Minister of Police actually did say that there was an investigation taking place, and that he would issue a statement once that investigation is complete. So I'm just saying there's process underway, and I think we would need to deal with it separately, not with us if we so wished to deal with it. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. I think all parties have commented on the matter, and I would want to thank you very much for supporting the move. The logistics with regards to how exactly are we going to do it, whether we'll need 2 days or 3 days
just focusing on these reports. We're going to deal with that as chairpersons, and we'll be interacting with Parliament. But indeed, we will deal with the reports as we have resolved, and therefore we have a resolution of the Portfolio Committee on Police on the matter that will await the Durban report and then process them together with the Pretoria one, and we're going to do that jointly with the Portfolio Committee on Public Works. Other matters that are there, including the unauthorized visit, we will decide as to how we're going to deal with those going forward. I want to thank you very much for this, and therefore this part of our meeting is closed. We'll then be waiting for the department at 10 o'clock. Thank you very much. Thank you.